Today we're building a rave pressure think brake switch up in Ableton Lev 12, and the idea is simple but powerful. This is that short, high energy moment in a drum and bass track, where the straight groove suddenly breaks apart, a vocal phrase cuts through, and the whole arrangement feels like it's leaning forward with tension. You'll hear this kind of move right before a drop, at the end of an 8-bar phrase, or as a surprise before the second drop. Done well, it doesn't feel random at all. It feels intentional. It feels like the track has opened a trapdoor. Why this works in DnB is because the energy shift happens fast, but the dance floor still stays locked in. The drums get more broken, the vocal becomes the hook, and the low end either steps back or stays minimal enough to let the tension breathe. That contrast is the whole trick. You're not trying to make a full breakdown. You're creating pressure, then releasing it just enough so the next drop hits harder. So let's build one. First, choose the exact moment for the switch-up. In DnB, this usually lands at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. If your track is around 174 to 176 BPM, a switch-up starting on bar 9, 17, or 33 often feels natural. The main thing is that the phrase should feel like it's completing a thought. You want a clean sentence ending, not a random interruption. If the groove before that point is too busy, simplify it first. Give the switch up somewhere to land. That little bit of space is what makes the change feel huge. Next, pick a vocal phrase that can act like a command, a chant, or a hook. Keep it short. 1 to 4 words is often enough. In a rave pressure switch up, the vocal is not just a lyric. It's rhythm, attitude, and identity. A spoken phrase gives you a darker, more ruthless energy. A chopped rave phrase gives you a more euphoric, old-school jungle feel. Both work. The difference is the emotion. Drag the vocal into arrangement view and trim it so the strongest syllable lands right on the beat, or just a touch ahead of it. That little bit of urgency helps the phrase cut through. If needed, turn on warp and nudge the transient until it locks to the grid. Now build a clean vocal chain using stock Ableton devices. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz, depending on the body of the sample. If it gets harsh, make a gentle cut around 3 to 5 kHz. Then add a compressor with light control, maybe 2:1 or 3:1, just to even out the syllables. A little saturator goes a long way here too. Even 1 to 4 dB of drive can help the vocal stay present over the break. Finish with a short reverb, low wet amount, just enough to give it atmosphere without washing out the rhythm. What to listen for here? The vocal should still read clearly once the drums enter underneath it. If the consonants vanish or the phrase turns blurry, reduce the reverb and lean a little more on saturation instead. In DnB, clarity beats size. Every time. Now bring in the breakbeat. This is the think break part of the switch-up, and the job of the break is to answer the vocal. Start simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Play strong snare hits on the backbeats, add 1 or 2 extra hits into the next bar, and maybe leave a short fill in the last half bar before the drop. You can slice the break to a MIDI track if you want to get surgical, or you can work directly in arrangement view and chop the audio by hand. Either way is fine. The key is controlled momentum. Why this works in DnB is because the vocal creates the hook, and the break creates movement. Together, they make the section feel alive without losing the dance floor. It's that pressure release feeling that makes the listener think something is about to happen. After that, shape the break so it stays punchy instead of turning into noise. On the break track or break bus, use EQ8 to clean up any rumble below about 30 to 45 Hz. Add drum bus carefully for weight and snap. A touch of saturator can help the break hold its ground against the vocal. If you need a bit more glue, a subtle glue compressor is fine, but keep it gentle. What to listen for here? The snare should still crack through the vocal layer. If the break starts to sound cloudy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz and back off any reverb that's making the groove smear. You want the break to feel excited, not heavy in the wrong way. Now make one important decision. What happens to the sub during the switch-up? You have two good options. 1. Duck the sub out or narrow it down. That gives you a more dramatic, exposed rave break moment and makes the return hit much harder. 2. Keep the sub quietly present. That's better for rollers or darker tracks, where you want continuity and a sideways shift rather than a full reset. If you mute or reduce the bass, automate the bass track down for 1 or 2 bars, then bring it back with a short fill. If you keep it in, keep it minimal, 1 note, maybe 2, and no busy movement. In both cases, keep the low end mono and centered. Wide sub is a fast way to weaken the whole idea. Now we're going to build tension. Use automation to create pressure over a few bars. Auto filter works really well for this. You can gradually open a high pass or a filter on the break or vocal layer over 2 to 4 bars, then snap it back when the vocal lands. A reversed vocal tail, a short noise swell, or a simple downlifter can also help, but keep it low in the mix. These are support moves, not the main event. A big beginner mistake is moving everything at once. Don't do that. Let one element lead the tension while the others stay disciplined. Often, that's what makes the section feel more powerful. Now arrange the whole thing like an 8-bar sentence. A strong version might start with a vocal hook and a sparse break, then get busier with an answering chop, then add ghost notes and a little tension automation, and finally strip down again before the drop. That arc matters. The listener should feel introduction, escalation, and release. What to listen for here? Does the section actually build? If it feels flat from start to finish, remove one layer from the earlier bars and save the strongest move for the end. In DNB, contrast is everything. Before you call it done, bring the switch up back into the full track and listen in context with the kick, snare, and bass. Ask yourself 3 questions. Does the vocal still read clearly? Does the break leave enough room for the next bass line? Does the switch up make the drop feel bigger? If the answer is no, simplify. Usually the fix is not adding more. Usually the fix is thinning the break, reducing the vocal tail, or leaving a tiny gap before the drop. That little bit of empty space can make the next impact feel massive. If your arrangement is getting complicated, commit the section to audio. Freeze it, flatten it, or bounce it so you can work faster. Once the shape is working, printing it helps you stop endlessly tweaking and start finishing. That's a real workflow win in Ableton. And if the switch-up is going to appear later in the track, don't copy it exactly. Change one thing. Swap the vocal from spoken to chopped. Remove one drum layer. Shift the fill or reverse the last vocal tail. That keeps the arrangement moving forward instead of sounding pasted in. Here's a really useful beginner check. Mute the break and listen to the vocal alone. Mute the vocal and listen to the break alone. Then mute both and listen to the space before the drop. If any of those moments feels like dead air, that element needs more work. This is a great way to check whether the switch up actually has a job. Also, don't overwiden the low end, and don't drown the vocal in reverb just because you want it to sound ravey. In heavy DNB, clarity and impact beat wash and blur every time. Keep the core vocal readable, keep the break punchy, and keep the sub disciplined. A few extra pro moves can push this further. Use the vocal as a rhythmic weapon, not just a lyric. Let the break get nastier in the top end instead of thicker in the lows. Use ghost notes to imply speed, and don't be afraid of negative space. 1 bar of restraint can hit harder than 5 bars of constant fill. If you want, print the best bar and re-edit it as audio. That often makes the timing feel more natural and gives you tighter stutters, reverses, and gaps. It's a simple move, but it can make the whole section feel way more like a performance and less like a grid edit. So the goal here is not just a cool chopped loop. The goal is a deliberate pre-drop event, a short, tense, DJ-usable moment that feels like the track briefly loses its straight-line energy and turns into something more broken, more urgent, and more dangerous. For a quick practice run, build a 4-bar version with 1 vocal phrase, 1 break, 1 tension FX element, and no more than a bar of sub-presence. Keep it tight. Keep it readable. Make sure the last bar sets up the drop cleanly. If the vocal is obvious, the snare still hits, and the next drop feels bigger than the switch-up itself, you've nailed it. That's the core idea. A rave pressure think break switch-up is about clear phrasing, controlled break energy, and a vocal that cuts like a command. Keep the low end clean, let the arrangement breathe, and trust the contrast. When it works, it feels like the track has taken a sharp breath in right before it slams back down. Now take the 4-bar challenge, build it in Ableton Live 12, and listen for that moment when the pressure locks in. That's the sound you're after.